You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 25th of May, 2022. It's time to check in with the National Weather Service in Juneau for a weekly check-in. And I'm Joe Vicnicki, joined online by Wes Adkins. Hi, Wes.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
Not bad. Enjoying some sunny weather this week. And
yes.
It is a good place to be. It feels good. The air is clear. Still a little bit cool at night, it seems like. What's the weather pattern?
Still not quite, I guess, June, July. So we've got some nip in the air. Of course, late springtime here in Southeast Alaska. But yeah, looking sunny skies today here on Thursday. We've got highs 55 to 60. And then probably partly sunny skies through the weekend, but we are going to bring a chance of showers into the forecast, especially Friday and Saturday, potentially Sunday too, although Sunday looks a little drier. But I think the main rain will stick to the south, but we can't rule out some of those showers coming north into Petersburg area. But looking like a little warmer through the weekend, so maybe highs around 60 on the weekend, but pretty light winds through the period. Not looking for any kind of major system if you're a mariner going out into the inner channels. So that looks pretty fair. So if you got some Memorial Day observances this weekend, it looks like a good weekend to have them.
Looking back at the month, I know we got a couple more days in May here. How has Petersburg been tracking so far with temperature and precipitation?
Yeah, so precipitation, it looks pretty run-of-the-mill. Petersburg generally averages around 5.5 inches of precipitation, and that's generally all rainfall in May. We are, with just under a week to go, we've got 5.1. And like we said, we do have some chances of rain in the forecast, so we might be just right at normal. But I guess the bigger story is across Southeast Alaska, we are looking for cooler than normal temperatures, and we have seen that. So at current pace, we are at number 15, all-time coolest May on record. That's using average temperature. And looking back at the records for Petersburg, they go back 94 years. So that's not insignificant, but a little chillier than average.
Yeah, one thing happening around this time of year, green up with plants, and I noticed people are posting a little bit about pollen releases are starting, which is a pretty normal thing around now.
It is, but luckily not too much wind. I know when you get sunny days like this, and especially as we get warmer, that those windy afternoons can make kind of stir the pot, if you will. I know I'm an allergy sufferer, and I'm already starting to use my medication.
Okay. Well, how about the crystal ball for the summertime? What is the long range outlook?
Sure. It looks like we've got a slight tilt towards below normal temperatures for the summer, especially over the southern panhandle. And that would include Petersburg. But again, that, you know, our skill isn't the greatest going for the 3 month time period. But that said, we've been talking about below normal temperatures for May, and they have transpired. So that's something. But no big signatures for amount of rainfall.
All right. Anything else to know for this week, Wes?
Not really. Hope everyone enjoys any kind of observance or festivities they're having.
Thanks for the time. Have a good weekend.
You too.